From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Labor Department releases its much-anticipated employment report for March this morning. Analysts expect it will show the strongest job growth in 3 years. But as Danielle Carson reports, the jobless rate is likely to remain unchanged.
Analysts predict the country added around 190,000 jobs last month. They say the rate of job losses has slowed and there were no monster snowstorms shutting down thousands of businesses. Gary Bertless, an economist with the Brookings Institution, says household employment surveys also put a positive spin on the jobs picture.
Those survey results show a very robust gain in employment so far this year. Employment has been up about 420,000 in January and February, and we might see another month in which the number of people reporting that they hold jobs is increasing.
But private employers dropped more than 20,000 jobs from their payrolls last month, and some analysts say that could throw cold water on the March employment report. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Stock prices in Asia are up today with investors seeing the U.S. economy poised for growth. That's because of a report on increased manufacturing in the U.S. And once again, the government due out with that jobs report this morning. The man who killed an abortion provider last year in Kansas must serve 50 years in jail before being considered for parole. He's 52 years old now. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the prosecutor pushing for the sentence says she hopes it deters others from acting violently against abortion providers.
Roeder never showed remorse for the crime and continued to use his sentencing hearing to present political views on abortion. He says he killed George Tiller to protect unborn babies and told the court God's law supersedes man's law. Prosecutor Nola Folston called Roeder the most dangerous type of person, saying he stalked Tiller for many years, choosing the time and place to make his political statement.
This is an individual who saw himself as a foot soldier in some war that does not exist, but it's only fabricated in his mind.
In a statement, Tiller's family said they hope the sentence serves as a deterrent to those who conspire to murder abortion providers. And they say the prison system should ensure Roeder does not continue to foment hatred and violence from his prison cell. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Floodwaters may be receding in Rhode Island and other New England states, but that doesn't mean people can get comfortable at home. Red Cross spokesman Patrick Pennett says the most many people can do right now is examine their homes and start the recovery process.
Families may be able to go home, but they may not be able to stay there because of the conditions, because of the floods. Even if the waters receded, it may not be immediately livable.
Panet says the Red Cross is giving cleanup kits to thousands of people in Rhode Island and other New England states. Officials are watching bridges and roadways for possible collapse. This is NPR News. The coal industry is criticizing an Obama administration announcement that it will tighten water quality standards for surface coal mining permits across Appalachia. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
Removing mountaintops to get at the coal underneath is efficient, but that process also can harm nearby streams. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates almost 2,000 miles of Appalachian headwater streams have been buried by mountaintop coal mining. In announcing the new regulations, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson addressed anticipated criticism from the coal industry.
Let me be clear. This is not about ending coal mining. This is about ending coal mining pollution.
The National Mining Association called this and other recent EPA decisions its members don't like ill-considered and asked the EPA to give more thought to how policy decisions affect jobs and the cost of producing electricity. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The White House is reported ready to announce some changes to airport security rules. Travelers to the U.S. from 14 countries who've been automatically subject to extra screening will not be anymore, according to administration reports given to news agencies. Instead, starting this month, specific information about terrorist threats will be required if people are to undergo extra screening. President Obama is said to be making an announcement today. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Barney Frank is blasting a former staff member who worked on financial reforms and then left to work in the financial industry. Frank says several people have criticized the staffer's move to work in the derivatives industry and that he completely agrees with the criticism. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.